Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach Pat Counsell. Now today on Designing Your Life Today, on this magnificent Monday, we're going to talk about how worry destroys a winning mindset. And then I'm going to give you some keys to dealing with worry. I mean, let's face it, it does happen sometimes, right? And it seems like today, it seems as though there's just a lot to worry about if you really stop and think about it. So we're not going to dwell on it, but just to mention a few things that we worry about sometimes, the virus, which is out there. So we worry about getting viruses. It's amazing how, whereas we could all kind of be more connected, now it seems like we're farther apart, in the sense that when you're outside, if I'm outside walking or if you're in a grocery store, it's amazing. And I get it. We have to do what they call social distancing. I call it physical distancing. I don't like social distancing because we're social by nature. But the point I'm making is that we kind of sometimes, you know, we'll move out of that person's way and make sure we're staying 6 feet away from that person because we're worried that we're going to get a virus. And there are other things that we worry about: finances, job stability. People worry about getting older, increasing violence, the strained relationships and family problems. So people worry about kind of almost everything. It seems like they find something to worry about. They even worry about things like road rage. So the thing about this is that when we worry, and if you worry in any of these areas can actually wreak havoc on your mindset. This can destroy your winning mindset, and it makes it difficult for you to achieve your goals. So that's why today we're going to talk about worry and how it can really tear down your winning mindset. And then, of course, later on, you know, I'll give you a few keys to dealing with worry. And then we're going to have another episode of Mindful Miracle. So we're going to keep it simple, because I think it's important that we do talk about worry. I get to hear this a lot. People are worried about the election. I left that one out here in the US of A. For those of you in other countries, I'm not sure when your elections are. But right now in America, they're worried about who's going to win the election. And people are really stressed out about that. And I'm thinking, you know what? Whoever's going to win is going to win. And if you don't, instead of worrying about it, just do your part. And once you've done your part, you know, you have to kind of let it go. So the thing about it, as I said, I want to keep it simple and think about and talk about worry, you know, quickly, and then get to the keys to dealing with worry. So when you really understand what worrying is all about, then you, first of all, might want to stay away from it, Or you might even find it easier to shift your thinking toward winning or achieving the goals that you set, or put your attention on the outcome that you truly want once you understand what worry is all about. So when we worry, and this is kind of what it's really all about. When we're worried, what we're really focused on is we're focused on loss. We think we're going to lose something that we need to sustain our lives, or something that we need to actually protect us from emotional harm. You know, in other words, if parents worry about their children when they go off to college, because if something happens to them, they're going to be emotionally devastated, right? So they worry about something that has not even happened yet, just because they're accustomed to having that child with them all the time, or seeing them every day. So we find these things to worry about. And if we think about it, we're putting our mindset on loss, on losing something. So this is why worry destroys a winning mindset. You cannot win and lose in a sense at the same time. Okay, you can't. So if you have your attention on winning, unless of course you lose weight, in which case you're going to win a healthy body. There. Okay, so guess there's no such thing as can't. Anyway, let's press on. So the thing is, you cannot have your mind focused on worrying about something and what you're going to lose and expect that it's going to kind of grow and prosper in your life. You know, in other words, when it comes to perhaps job stability, or when it comes to your business as an entrepreneur, you're worried about making more money. You're worried about increasing the revenues. You're worried about customer service. So instead of worrying about those things, put a plan in place, or connect with someone that can actually help you get a plan. If you're not good at marketing, connect with someone who's good at marketing. So these are things that you can actually do as opposed to worrying. You can actually take some kind of action. So think about this. When you are focused on worry, then your mindset is definitely focused on loss. And of course, the unfortunate thing about that is that if loss is what you're focused on, well, that's what you're going to have in one form or another. Now, it's easy for me to tell you not to worry, but when you think about kind of what the alternative is, think about the alternative to worrying. The alternative is you're going to put your attention on the best outcome. And when you put your attention on the best outcome, you're going to actually come up with ideas, and you're going to do things to create that best outcome. So, you don't want to put your attention on worry, because as I said, worry means that you fear that you're going to lose something that's of value to you, something that will help you sustain your life, or perhaps protect your emotions, and just really, hurt you. So you're afraid of that. And unfortunately, when you do that, as I said, loss is what you're focused on, and that's what you're going to have in one form or another. Now, in some cases, things might work out. You know, in other words, you were, oh, I'm so worried. Did she get there? It was a long road trip for her, and she drove that all by herself, and I was worried. I didn't know if my daughter was going to make it to college, you know, and that's just an example. But who lets their daughter drive to college by herself on her very first year in college? But anyway, either way, sometimes people worry when a person is out there on the road by themselves. And the thing about that might work out. They will probably reach their destination safely, but that's perhaps you're not putting like full worry mode. But here's the thing. Because you put yourself under so much stress, that's a lot of kind of worry energy or stressful energy that you're putting out there. So in the process, you're losing happiness. Your peace is being disturbed. And you can't really focus on the things that you need to focus on. So your goals, they're not working out. They don't work out for you. And in some cases, depending on the situation, and not something like someone driving from one point to another, but in some cases where people worry so much, like take the virus, because people are worried about the virus. Any little negative thing they hear, any negative opinion that they hear, they're easily swayed by it. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't take things seriously. I'm not saying you shouldn't take your health seriously. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you shouldn't worry about it. Okay, do your part. Okay, and trust that the rest will work out in your favor. And don't be swayed by every negative opinion. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even sit and listen to all those negative opinions. And these negative opinions, they're only going to take you farther away from the joy that you desired to begin with. So how do you deal with worry? Let's get to that. And then we're going to get to our mindset miracles. So how do you deal with worry? Well, first of all, you deal with worry by understanding who you really are and how to use what you have. I'm always saying that you have everything you need to succeed. That does not mean that you don't need help. It doesn't mean that you don't need to take in new information. Understand this. When I say you have what you need to succeed, if you have to take in new information, I'm assuming that you have the wherewithal to do that. So that means you have what you need to succeed. You can look up the information, or you have the at least the common sense to take certain steps. Or you listen to this inner voice that prompts you to pick up a certain book and read it, or to purchase a certain book, or to purchase a certain course or something like that, so that you can learn more. So that's that thing that's in you. So you have what you need. That's what I mean when I say that you have in you what you need to succeed and everything that you need. So, when we talk about dealing with worry, as I said, you have to understand who you are and how to use what you have. So this means moving away from self-centeredness to self-awareness. So this will be the first key to actually dealing with worry. Now, when we talk about self-centeredness, let me explain this a little bit. When we're worried, then we're actually in a self-centered mode, because when we're self-centered, then what that means is that you're closed off from the truth and you're making it all about you. You're making things about you in a way that's counterproductive. So what it means is that you're putting more faith into the thing that's causing you to worry than putting your faith into God and trusting that this thing is going to work out and looking toward the best, looking toward the most positive outcome. And here's the thing. If when you worry, and it means you're giving energy to the thing that you don't want to happen. So never give power to the thing that you don't want to see happen and you don't want to draw into your life. So that would be the first thing. So move away from that self-centeredness and become self-aware. So when you are self-aware, then you know who you are and that you're capable of overcoming any obstacle. Even if it doesn't work out in your favor, you know that you can overcome this. You know what it means to be magnificent, and you know how to use it. You know how to release your magnificence. You understand. See, magnificence, which, by the way, you guys, I have a free course that talks about bringing out your magnificence. Go to designingyourlifeachieversacademy.com. That's designingyourlifeachieversacademy.com. It's absolutely free. And I really kind of break that down so you can understand what that means. So I didn't just pull Magnificent Monday out of the air. To be able to be magnificent, that's not to be taken lightly. That is a tremendous amount of power. And I explain all of that in that free course. So go to designingyourlifeachieversacademy.com. You can go there, click on it, and you can take the course. And it's real short, because I thought I made it free because I really want people to understand what it means to really tap into their magnificence, and that it's not just something I'm saying because it's a form of alliteration where magnificence starts with an M and Monday starts with an M. It just kind of worked out that way. But the point that I'm getting to is that you must know what it means to be magnificent. It is a big deal. It's not something small. And all of us are magnificent, but you're never going to be that if you don't understand what it really means or how to use it so that you can actually overcome any kind of worry or any kind of obstacle that you face. The second key is radiate love. I know that sounds corny, but I'm not talking about romantic love or eros love. I'm talking about agape love. I'm talking about that unconditional love where you open up. Because here's the thing, when you're radiating love, it grows things. It causes a situation to expand in the positive. It causes a great, tremendous shift that will work out in your favor, that puts you back. If you're achieving a goal or if you're accomplishing something, you will accomplish it one way or the other because you're radiating love. When you're worried, you're shrinking your ability to actually win. You're shrinking your ability to accomplish whatever it is you're setting out to accomplish. So radiate love. Number three, the third key that I have for you is put your attention on the best possible outcome. You know, it is important that you expect the best. And sometimes when we're worried, that's not so easy because we start to examine, go through our mind. Okay, if this happens, what if this happens? What if that happens? Well, you know what? What if none of that happens? What if it's not a big deal? Okay. What if it's something that just, in a sense, was just designed to strengthen you, to give you more courage, to really push you to a limit where you become more confident in your capabilities or so that you can discover how amazing you are. Okay, so think about that. Think about the best possible income or outcome. You know, I've heard people, and I've said this on the show before, where people say, well, you know what? I expect the worst. That way, when I get the best, you know, I'm happy. Or if it doesn't work out, you know, I won't fall to pieces. You know what? Expect the best regardless. Because even if it doesn't work out for whatever reason, you're putting out a kind of faith energy that will make it such that you will be able to overcome that obstacle. And you'll be able to overcome it a lot faster than if you go into it with a negative kind of energy. So think about all of these things, you guys, when it comes to worry, and think about how worry can really destroy your winner's mindset. You know, I've talked to people who all they want to think about is doom and gloom. And I think, wow, you know what? And they're so gifted. They're so smart. They're so capable. But because they're accustomed to worrying about every little thing, they've fallen onto the negative side of life. And as a result, I've actually heard people say, you know what? No, I'm not going to get my hopes up. That way, when it doesn't work out, I'll be okay. Are you kidding me? No, give it your all and do what it takes to make it work out. And if you're not hurting anybody, and if this is something that's going to improve your life, believe me, it's going to work out because you will find a way. So I think that's all I have for you guys when it comes to how worry can destroy your winning mindset. And I've given you some keys to deal with worry, but we want to talk about it just a little bit more when we give you the Mindful Miracle question for this week. So we'll be back shortly. Start being good to yourself by sending yourself a pleasant surprise each month. Join the Clubs of America Gift of the Month Clubs. Get more details by clicking on Clubs of America in our show notes for today's episode or visit designingyourlifetoday.com/podcast. Welcome back to Designing Your Life Today, and this is Mindful Miracles. So we've been talking all about how worry destroys a winning mindset. And of course, this is our second episode of Mindful Miracles, and Mindful Miracles is actually designed to bring your attention into the present moment to help you calm down and focus when it comes to achieving goals, when it comes to accomplishing a project or getting your life back on track. You need to be able to focus. So as I share a question with you, then what I would like you to do is really think about, well, really write your thoughts and feelings down. So what thoughts and feelings does each mindful question or phrase prompt when you hear them? So if you missed the one from last Monday, you may want to go back and listen to it and, of course, write your thoughts down. So here is the mindful miracle question for today, or for this week, actually. This one is, where is your happy place? You know, I've seen this in a lot of comedies where they go, I'm going to my happy place. And the movie that comes to mind is Dumb and Dumber, which is a really kind of an old movie now. And he goes to his happy place in the movie. And when you think about your happy place, you know, it's a very present moment thing, because as you start to think about your happy place, it doesn't matter what you're worried about. That's where you're going to go mentally. So it's going to elevate your energy. It's going to elevate how you feel. And it's also going to take your mind off of a situation that you may be worried about. Now, if there's a situation that you're worried about that requires a solution and you're having a difficult time coming up with a solution, usually going to kind of your happy place, you know, in your mind, what makes you happy? What thoughts make you happy? And you can even have a happy place physically. You know, where's a place that you can go to where you can sit, not be bothered, and just feel at peace? I have a little, it's a living room, but I set it up as a reading room. And if I really want to kind of just have some quiet, I can just go and sit in there. It's really nice. And I have my bookshelf in there, and it is, the chairs are comfortable. And so I just sit in that reading room because that's kind of my happy place. So, there are other times when my happy place is, well, it's in my head, where I start to imagine a certain, everything going a certain way, or kind of, I play my most perfect vision, or the vision of my most perfect life. I play it over and over in my mind. So that's what we're talking about when I say, where is your happy place? So to create this mindful miracle, you know, discover where your happy place is, and you want to maybe write that down. That way, if something pops up and you start to worry, you can read it and you can take yourself right to that happy place just for a moment. This is not about escaping from reality. However, it is about allowing you to calm down so that you can actually deal with reality in a calm, intelligent manner, so that it's more productive as opposed to being counterproductive. Have you ever seen a person who's really worried? They can really kind of freak everybody out because they drive everybody nuts. Well, do you think it's okay? Well, what do you think about that? And it really can kind of grate on a person's nerves. And that's not to sound insensitive, but that's just the reality of it, because the person is wondering, I don't know, because you feel helpless. It's like, I don't know how to calm you down. I don't know how to stop you from worrying. So the thing is, where is your happy place? That way you can take control of it yourself, because you don't want anything to derail you and take you off your game when it comes to achieving your goals, handling a situation, getting back on track, no matter what the case may be. Know that you have what it takes. You just have to use what you have. And hey, you guys, before I say goodbye, I just want to say to you guys again, check out the free course, Bringing Out Your Magnificence, because the course is going to give you a clear understanding of what your magnificence is all about. And I think that before you set goals, if you haven't set your 2021 goals, I think when you go through the course and you sit down to set your goals, I think you're going to feel more confident. You're going to set more inspired goals. You're going to actually, they're going to be more authentic for you. If you've already set your goals, look at the course anyway, go through the course, because it may inspire you to, to think bigger, and you'll say, hey, you know what? I can do more than this, or I can do better than this, or here's what I've always wanted to do, and I'm really holding back. So check out Bring Out Your Magnificent Self. Well, be sure to write down where your happy place is. And you guys, don't worry. It'll be okay. Listen, enjoy your magnificent Monday and do life with power.